Those are the sounds of the Gitxaysk dance group. The dancers share a common ancestry to the Simelgith-speaking peoples of Nisga, Simshan, and Gitxsan nations. They recently traveled from British Columbia to perform at the University of Alaska's Juneau campus.
That song I wrote in honor of our journey.
That's Mikhaël D'Angeli. She leads the group with her husband, Mike. She uses the performance to tell a very different version of the founding of Metlakatla, as it was told to her by oral historians in the Simshan community.
So we didn't follow William Duncan. William Duncan followed us. It was our people's decision to come back to Alaska and to argue for land rights with the U.S. government. We'd been denied by the Canadian government. It led to our decision to move.
The song is called Paddle to Metlakatla. It describes one particular moment in the journey. One woman stood to rally the group who was grieving the choice to leave home.
The words in that song is Wacht ina thelskin, which is a one way of saying stop crying.
From there, the dynamic of the dance changes. The drum starts beating faster, the dancers look up, and they start paddling harder.
They let go of their fear of starting all over again.
As for William Duncan, well, D'Angeli says he wasn't even present on that journey.
We celebrate our Founders Day in Metlakatla on August 7th. Our people started coming over in March. So the day that we celebrate as our Founders Day is the day that William Duncan finally arrived. And he came in on a steamer.
That's one piece of what D'Angeli calls a counter-narrative, in contrast to the history that has come to represent the Simshan, even within parts of their own community.
William Duncan, he's always kind of portrayed as like this pipe piper, and we were just like these rats scurrying along behind him. Unfortunately, there's a portion of our people that have internalized this colonial narrative, and it puts us in a place of always thinking that what we do as Simshan people is less than.
According to D'Angeli, the idea that the Simshan people completely converted to Christianity, abandoning their own customs, is also false.
In every Northwest Coast history book, it's always about our conversion to Christianity, as though it was a complete conversion and rejection of our people's ways. But it couldn't be further from the truth. Our people were still carrying chiefs' names, were still potlatching under the guise of Christian practices like Christmas parties, Easter parties.
Some of those cultural practices have been absorbed into Simshan culture, but D'Angeli says that the story of cultural survival was strategically hidden by Duncan. He tightly controlled the flow of information in and out of Metlakatla to preserve his reputation as a missionary who had absolute control over the community. He even went so far as to burn books that documented the Simshan's ongoing cultural practices. Towards the end of the performance, the group does a victory song belonging to D'Angeli's husband.
After war, they would lie on the beach and they would laugh and taunt their enemies because they had survived. So you can hear in that song, you hear, aha, ah-hi-ah-ah-ha, and it's like really, it's laughing in people's faces. Today, you know, we really use that song to talk about survival of Indigenous peoples, languages, cultural practices in a much wider way.
In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.